Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier. I have a guest today that's going to introduce our subject.
Hello. My name is Nibla, and today we talk about our Project Source program.
Thank you so much, Nate. I appreciate that. So yes, we are here today to talk about Project Search. We have the instructors and teachers, and then we have two wonderful students that we will introduce in a little bit. So good morning. So James Jacoby, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Project Search and how it started?
Sure, Carol. So Project Search was actually developed at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in 1996 by a woman named Erin Reel, who is the director of Cincinnati Children's Emergency Department, and also a woman named Susie Rakowski, who was a special education director at Great Oaks Career Campuses at that time. Project Search has grown from a single program site at Cincinnati Children's Hospital to a large and continuously expanding international network of sites. So they have sites, you know, all in this country and all over the world.
Right, which is totally incredible. Yeah. And I always love to bring information to our community about programs like Project Search because, you know, people think Wayne County, Honesdale, right? A small rural area, but how we have national programs here in our area that, you know, that is totally incredible. And like I said, we will hear more. Taylor's up next, and then also from the students that participate. So Taylor Ellis, can you tell us how it all started here at Wayne Memorial?
Sure. So the idea was actually brought forward to us by Wallen-Paulpack Area School District's special education director. We learned a little bit more about it. Immediately, we thought of the hospital here as a host business, since it's one of the largest employers in Wayne County. And since the hospital is in Honesdale, it was decided that the program would be run through Wayne Highlands School District as a consortium. Wayne Highlands kind of took it over with the staffing, the collaboration with our skills trainer, which is Living Unlimited here. That's where Mr. Giacobbe comes from. OVR, the training, and our consortium now consists of Wallen-Paulpack, Western Wayne, and Wayne Highlands. Project Search has been up and running successfully now for 9 years.
Right, which is like totally incredible. I can't believe it's been 9 years already here. What do the interns learn about Project Search when they're here?
So they acquire competitive, marketable, and transferable skills to enable them to apply for competitive employment. The interns build communication, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. And while the students are working in their internships, they'll be supported by their teacher, which is myself, and our skills trainer, you know, Mr. Giacobbe. And the program really focuses on giving students the real life experience of a job with the support to get them ready for the workforce. So each intern will be here for the duration of the school year. They have the opportunity to complete 3 10- to 12-week internships in several different departments in the hospital, such as housekeeping, dietary, maintenance, OR supply, materials management, the inpatient rehab, and then there are several different clerical positions that the students can kind of take part in. The interns start each day here in the classroom with us, building on the skills that they need for the workforce. And around 9:30, they head into their placement each morning. They spend most of their day in the hospital, and they return here to class at 2 o'clock each day when we kind of reflect on, you know, what happened that day, what skills they might have been using before they head home on their vans.
It's wonderful. I mean, it's truly a busy day for each one of those students that participate, no doubt about that. So, James, can you tell us what agencies you do work with?
Yeah, so, of course, myself, Living Unlimited, who provides the skills training portion of the program. And then afterwards, we also follow along with them. With the interns to help them find jobs, help them be secure in competitive employment, and just kind of follow them along after the program's over. We also work with Workforce Alliance. They often come in and help the students build resumes, help them work on application skills, things like that. We also work with the hospital, of course, Wayne Memorial, the school districts, and Wayne County, and also with VIP, which is the Victims Intervention Program. They come in once a month and they speak with our students about, you know, boundaries and about, you know, different, you know, social things that they might need help with during the program.
Which is so incredible. For these students, how does the enrollment process work?
So they're typically referred to the program through their school districts. So either Wayne Memorial, Wayne Highlands, Wallen-Paulpack, Western Wayne, on occasion, we have North Pocono also involved in that. A family member could refer them. If they have a vocational counselor, that they could also be referred by them through OVR. And then they would apply in the winter and spring. Mm-hmm. Winter and spring in the year to enter the program.
Right. And there are some, you know, criteria like age and where they are in the high school level, correct, as well?
Yes. So they have to be in their senior year, technically. Mm-hmm. So if they're before that, they can talk about the program. They can tour mm-hmm. the facility. They can talk to their teachers about what it would be like before they hit their senior year. So they'll have an idea of what it might look like. And this year we have 7 interns. And, you know, we have Kim here to answer some questions.
Yeah, so this is the fun part. This is, thank you. Thank you, Taylor and James, for giving, you know, our listeners that background, that update about the program. Of course, you know, we are so excited when we get to have our students talk. I say we because, you know, I'm part of the Wayne Memorial Hospital family as well. And so our first student that we will be talking to is Ethan Rodriguez. And Ethan, so where have you worked in the hospital so far?
Well, so far I have worked in the maintenance department with the maintenance guys, and in environmental services I have worked as a porter, which is like a trash guy or janitor.
Great. Something you like about each of those internships so far?
I liked how easy and simple it was being a porter, collecting bags of garbage and soiled linen and then disposing of them. And I've also liked how hands-on the maintenance department is with their work, since they take pride in their work.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And you know, I just want to point out, every single position at Wayne Memorial Hospital is so important. And like you could just hear in Ethan's voice how, you know, how hard it is to work and how important it is. So what are your plans after graduation?
Well, my plans would be to move someplace warmer and pursue my career of being an automotive mechanic and work on cars for a living, as it's been a dream career of mine.
Okay, that's wonderful. And what is one skill you have learned here at Project Search?
Well, I've learned to be more effective at completing job tasks or even just a regular task at that.
Which is wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing your experience so far at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So the next I have Bryce Conrad. So Bryce, can you tell us where have you worked at the hospital so far?
I have worked at Dietary Service Department, Maintenance Department, and I'm currently working in the loading dock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you might have stopped up by our office and delivered some stuff so far. What is something you liked about each of your internships?
In the maintenance department, I like the people that I worked with and the landscaping skills I've learned. In the kitchen, I enjoyed learning how to cook and serve food.
Right. And again, those are skills that you can use in everyday life, which is so important. And what are your plans for after graduation?
Learning more about coding and getting a job working with computers.
Oh, they're not going out of style, are they? Computers are going to be around forever. And what is one skill you have learned here at Project Search?
I have gained more independence and better self-awareness.
That is just so wonderful. I'm just so excited. Thank you so much, Ethan and Bryce, for sharing your experience here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So, Taylor, can you tell us what is coming up in March, which is so exciting for all of these interns here at Wayne Memorial?
Sure. So our interns are working really hard here in their second internship, and after their second internship, we will start focusing on employment. So after their second internship, they're going to be here with us in class for about a week, and each of the students will make a big trifold board kind of showcasing their skills that they've learned here. We'll have, you know, pictures, they'll have resumes and things like that. And on March 4th, here at the hospital in the concourse, from 9 to 11:30, the kids will be showcasing their skills at something we call the reverse job fair. So instead of the interns coming to your place of business to, you know, maybe pick up an application or something like that, it's an opportunity for people from the community, whether that's the hospital or an outside organization, to come in and meet the kids and kind of see, you know, what they're about and maybe if they would be a good fit for their place of employment.
Which is wonderful, because this is your third year doing this, correct?
Yeah, this is our third year, and we'll be getting these guys to work here soon on, you know, building those resumes and mm-hmm. hopefully we get a good turnout.
Right. And again, you're working with our also HR, human resource department, right, to get that information out there. Us in public relations will help spread the word. So, you know, if we do have any businesses listening right now or any individuals that work for businesses, they can share that information with them, right?
Absolutely. We have a flyer that will be coming out here shortly, which will be, you guys will have it in the HR department. So if anyone is looking for it, they can reach out and, you know, we can get them that information.
Mm-hmm. And we will sure to do a press release. We're going to do some information on Facebook, on LinkedIn as well, just to get that word out there. Because your success rate, not yours, but the project search success rate with your interns has been incredible, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Actually, last year, you know, between James and myself and all the people on our steering committee, we won an award from Project Search National for having 100% employment. So all of our students from last year are currently competitively employed in the community, whether that's here at the hospital. We have a student at a nursing home. We have a student in the kitchen here. We have a student that's working as a porter. And the nice thing about the students that are employed here at the hospital is they actually mentor this year's interns. So it's really cool to see the program come full circle from our students from last year that are actually teaching this year's interns.
That is just so incredible. I get so excited when I hear about Project Search. And I think, obviously, this is going to be a yearly show now that we do here. And how incredible it is to help our young people, you know, be gainfully employed, learn skills that they may not have that opportunity. So if we do have any family members listening that may not know about the program, they can go back to their schools, right? Their school counselors.
Yep.
And
as long as their child has completed all of their high school graduation requirements and they're under the age of, you know, 21, they can look into the Project Search program. Their school district can refer them, and then we'll have a skills assessment day coming up in the spring to make sure they're a good candidate for the program. And if they're looking for more information, they can also look up our social media. It is Project Search NEPA. I know some of our kids were looking for it and they were having a hard time finding it because there's so many campuses that they couldn't find ours. So ours is that Project Search NEPA. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, wonderful. Great. So get out there and like and share, right, that Facebook page, so people get more informed about this wonderful, wonderful program that is here at Way Memorial Hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So any last words, James or Taylor?
Well, I know we are really grateful every day for what the hospital has done for us. You know, all the mentors, all supervisors, managers, directors, even up to, you know, obviously the CEO who continues to let us be here each year. And continues to let us keep bringing in new kids every year to who can learn and gain new skills from this hospital.
Well,
so it's been great to see every year.
You are very welcome, but I think the reverse is true. We thank you for bringing your interns to us. It is truly incredible to work with them, to see them grow, to see them every year. I think as an employee and many, if not all of our employees here at Way Memorial Hospital, enjoy every single intern that has come through our doors here at Way Memorial Hospital. So again, the thank you goes back to you and, you know, all the dedication, the work that you help these students achieve. And I think Bryce and Ethan could agree with that, right?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Great. So again, I want to thank you all for being on the show today. Any last words?
Thanks for having us. And to build on what James said, one of the things that we hear from the students quite often when we ask them their favorite part of the program is the people. Mm-hmm. So just like James said, you know, major thank you to the mentors here who are teaching them these skills every day that they can use, you know, going forward in life.
Right. Great. And again, you're welcome and thank you too. So again, if you're listening, if you're an employer or if you work for an employee that may be interested in coming out, come out on March 4th between 9 and 11:30 here at Way Memorial Hospital in the concourse. It's nice, easy to get to. It's a nice warm area if it's going to be a cold day that we're having. And look for more information on the Way Memorial Hospital Facebook page as well as Project Search NEPA Facebook page and Instagram. So again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you for joining us today and have a great day.